Yeah, I don't know. That seems awfully fast that it changed that much.
Yeah.
In a way of looking at it, will I really get down and look into it, I can't believe it myself. Really, I can't.
Yeah, one wouldn't think that it would change that quickly.
That's right.
It seems rather strange that it
does so.
Do you go to church here anywhere?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, I'm going to
Goddess. Oh, the Mighty Goddess.
Yeah.
What, if I can ask, what made you go there rather than someplace else?
Well, I don't know. I was going, first of all, when I first got here, I was going to the old colony.
Springfield?
Yeah. And for some reason or another, I just didn't feel at home there. I just didn't feel it was right or whatever. Let's not speak about right, but then again, I just didn't feel at home there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the EMC for some time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there quite a few times, and for some reason or another, I didn't feel at home there either. I don't know why, but I just didn't feel like it was I don't know. I didn't get the proper thing anyway, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother-in-law, I took a ride down the this one here and with my brother-in-law. Of course, it was back in that old school there by, what's it called again? Can't remember that.
Kingsville.
Oh, that's right.
I was thinking too.
Yep. Kings now, and I was there for the first time. I barely understood anything of them, anything they said, because their high German language, the way they speak, the way they're speaking, and that was way different from what I've learned in school. Then again, I kept going there, and I started to like it. Ever since then, I've been attending at their church.
Mm. So you go regularly now to their church?
Yep.
Their teaching, is it different than the old colony, or very much the same? Or?
No, there's a lot of difference in it. A lot of difference.
What is the biggest difference in your mind, in your opinion?
Well, let's say the way I've been seeing it at the old colony, I don't want to say anything against them.
No.
Not a thing. But they set them, write themselves a letter out of different scriptures that they read at church.
Oh, that the minister reads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not even just that, because many a times you hear them say there's a young preacher, a young minister, a new minister at church, say young of age as well. And he's reading a message there, which is a terribly old message from years and years ago that a lot of people don't even realize what he's reading. Only listen to it. How he's reading about his gray hair and his stumbling along and all this and that. And you look at him, well, he's a young man. He must be reading an old message there.
You've heard that yourself?
Oh yes, I have so.
Very here nice. In Ontario?
Yeah, and back home as well. And while I go to a different church, like I've been going to EMC, and I've been going to...
You mean EMMC?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's right. And I've been, as I said, I've been attending at the Mind of Goddess for some time now, and I've been visiting different churches. And all of them, I believe, so far, they've always got their Bible at church, and they take it right out of the Bible, out of different scriptures. And they speak it, most of them, or all of them, rather, they speak it in the way that it's written in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I what serves a real purpose to me.
that for you is probably the big thing. That,
sure.
Why, I'm just curious, let's say, between, do you see a difference between the Goddess Kamayani and the EMMC? Is there a difference there?
Well, I can't wholly tell right now because I haven't attended at the EMMC for too long now. But there is, they've got different things. They aren't the same. I mean, they've got things that they're different, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then again,
I don't want to say anything against
theirs
or ours or anything like that. I mean, there's every church, there's people or there's things that could be better, sure.
Mm-hmm. But each may have different emphasis.
That's right.
Something.
Yeah.
So your future now then looks as if you'll be staying in Canada?
Yep, that's right.
And what, working for Ford's for a while yet?
Well, I don't know. I've said to my wife so far that I'd like to try to get into my own farm or stuff like that. Maybe sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm. So you're hoping to somehow do that?
Still looking forward to buying myself a farm.
Do you think that'll be possible ever?
Well, I don't know. As long as you don't give up on it, I believe there is still a way.
What kind of farming would you do here then? Like tomato and cucumber kind of things? Or?
Maybe some, but I've been thinking of getting into a hog farm and stuff like that.
Oh. Livestock.
Yeah.
There's good money there?
Well, let's say there's better money in that than cucumbers and tomatoes and stuff like that. I mean, that's good money in it. That pays off very well to have a farm like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, there's so many of them already. And that's so many of them have so hard a time to get contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking of, instead of just putting out more of that, might be a very good idea to get into livestock.
Do something else.
Yeah. And the way it looks is that there should be a lot more livestock farmers around in the country in order to get inflation down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, that doesn't say that inflation is going to get right down because of one more farmer, but then again, if there would be more farmers, inflation would be a lot lower too.
Why do you say that?
Because we're importing too much stuff.
Mm.
We should be producing it ourselves and exporting more instead of importing, which I believe it will help the country a great deal. I mean, that's my own personal opinion. I don't want to say anything about Mr. So or So or this or that. That's my only personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.